You know, they used to hang a rope on something right in here.
Around number four.
But I don't know what they called it. That's what they used to hang the lariats.
Okay.
They've got saddle strings on there, but they don't have them mentioned numbered, I don't think. Saddle string.
Yeah, if you don't work with horses much, you're not going to know those too much, so that's all right. What about a lariat? Is that a familiar term to you?
Oh, yeah.
Is that?
The rope.
Basically, well, is it the same as a lasso, do you know?
No, the lasso is a part of the lariat.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The lasso is a circle at the end of it.
Oh, I see. So lariat's the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You might have one around here, something that has typically one wheel, a couple handles.
Wheelbar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that something you use around here much? Or?
Oh, I use them quite a little bit, yeah. Yeah.
People bring those in and have you fix them at all, or is that not something?
Nah, it's something somebody giving away, so I pick up. And then I give away some people that plant flowers in them, some people do, you know.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Use cart cement in them. A lot of contractors use them, you know.
Yeah. You use gunny sacks around here? Is that familiar to you?
Yeah, we used to get grain in them.
Okay.
You know, and I guess you still do. I think, well, of course, now it's all paper sacks, very few. And I think you used to call them toe sacks, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that comes from somewhere else. I'm thinking that's the same as a gunny sack, and it may not be.
Yeah. Is that basically a bag made out of burlap?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I suppose...
I guess that's what it was. It was a funny-looking cloth, or funny-looking thread in it, anyway.
Yeah. I suppose some people just call them burlap bags.
Yeah. Yeah.
What they're made out of.
Yeah. I think you get... Well, we used... You can still get beans in a gunny sack.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pinto beans, you know, but and potatoes. Some potatoes come in gunny sacks.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've seen that too. Do you ever hear of referred to as crocus sacks or croaker sacks?
No, I haven't heard of that.
Do you do much boating at all?
No.
Get out and
I own a boat, but I don't. I mean, a little bitty boat, John boat. But
what's a John boat?
Little flat bottom boat, square funnel on both ends, square on both ends.
How do you move around in it? What do you use?
I use oars when I move on it, when I use it.
So what is that, basically a small rowboat?
Yeah.
You think?
Small rowboat, yeah.
You know, if something that people use is typically made out of leather, it has sort of a handle and they use it to, well, some people might think you actually hit the animal with it, but I've heard people say you just make a sound with it.
A quirt?
Yeah.
Some of them had a quirt and some of them had a whip, you know.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, here's something you probably use often. It's something that you use to sharpen metal with.
File? A grinder or what?
Yeah. Maybe a sharpening stone? Is that something you might use? That might be used for a knife or something.
You use a stone once in a while, yeah.
You wouldn't happen to have one of those... Well, this is probably an older thing. A wheel?
Oh, no. I haven't had a wheel in years.
Really?
I've seen some, you know, foot pedal wheels. You know?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember my grandma had one on the farm.
Oh, yeah.
You might use something around here made out of wood that sort of looks like this, that you use to put wood on or something. That's what it would look like from the side. I think you have to use two of them. Have another one for others. And maybe something connecting them, I'm not sure.
A sawhorse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that look about right? Or
yeah, if you put the board across the top, yeah, I guess.
Okay, you got the board across
the board across the top and kind of breaks between the legs there, yeah.
You might use something similar that looks like this, too.
That sawbuck there.
Oh, okay. Oh, this is where you put the wood in,
in between. Across, yeah.
You also need two things there, too, right? Yeah. These are sort of freestanding, or... How does that work?
Well, it's tied together. Both legs are tied together. Some of them was posts they just put in the ground.
Oh, I see.
And they wired them together and you just had one.